How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to keep going when you want to quit. If you are feeling down, depressed, or just not yourself, then this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about how you can shift your energy, get into that positive mindset, and continuing to live the life that you dream. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever energy you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as we're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency, and then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down all the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, it's going to take all of that with it, leaving you in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this is going to be one of those messages that's for the few. A lot of times when I come up with a topic, I try to make it relevant to everybody, but this one may not resonate with you. But if it does, just know that it's meant specifically for you. And the message is, don't quit. I know that life is hard. I know that there's setbacks. There's just hard things that happen all the time. And the relevance of the hard is specific to the individual. What your hard is might be different than somebody else's. But I'm here to tell you, if you're feeling like you just can't get back up, that just means you're so close to the other side of your perspective. Meaning what you're feeling right now is your growth opportunity. I know it's difficult. Sometimes it's like you don't want another day. You don't want to deal with the same stuff again, whether it's work, just life in general, family, like whatever it is, but you have to realize that you are on the verge of your growth. You see, we grow in the pressure. When things are difficult and we learn to be the observer, that is where growth happens. And if you can separate yourself just for a moment from you and just be your higher self and just look at things, you might be able to find a little bit of positive perspective. So just imagine that you see your body there. You see yourself standing, sitting, whatever it is that you're doing from the top. So you see the top of your head. From that close view where you're just staring at the top of your head, you might just see your immediate surroundings. And that's usually how we operate. We operate what affects us, the I, the ego. We think about what is around us and how it applies to us. But when you zoom out a little bit, maybe you zoom out and you see the top of your house. And then you zoom out a little bit more and you might see your neighborhood, your building, your area. Then you zoom out a little bit more, you see your entire state. You zoom out a little bit more, you see your country. You zoom out a little bit more, you see the world. You zoom out a little bit more, you see more worlds. It just, the further you go from you, you're human, the more you understand the entirety of it all. And so if you can believe or accept that your energy has value, that your experience matters, and in fact, your experience is the most important experience that could be happening right now. Because I believe that we're all connected. And so if my experience matters, that means your experience matters. In fact, it means it all matters equally. So you don't have to judge your life to somebody else's. You don't have to compare your situation to somebody else's because their energy is experiencing and growing just as yours is. So zoom out and realize that when you go through something tough, whether it's mental, you're dealing with mental health, you're dealing with that stress, maybe it's physical, you're dealing with your physical health, ailments, disease, whatever it is there, or it's external, family members, friends, job, school, whatever the situation is, maybe you're going through some difficult things, but why wouldn't you be the one that signed up to do it? Why would it be so hard to believe that your energy, your soul, your spirit, whatever it is that you believe it is, wouldn't come on a mission to find love in hard places? That's what I believe. I believe that if you are going through struggle, it is for a reason, but the reason isn't necessarily a reward in this material life. That doesn't mean you can't use the law of attraction and positive manifestation and hard work and creativity and all the things that exist here on this earthly plane. That doesn't mean you can't use those to experience whatever you desire. Meaning if you're going through a tough situation right now, maybe financially you're not where you want to be, your health isn't where you want to be, whatever it is, you can absolutely change it. Just because your life has been hard doesn't mean you're destined to always have a hard life. But if your life has been hard, that means there's meaning and opportunity in that growth. And you can heal and grow yourself, your energy, and move forward into the positive life that's ahead of you. Why wouldn't you be a part of one of the greatest stories ever told? Why wouldn't you be the one to go through what nobody else is going through? Nobody else has had your unique experience. Nobody else has gone through what you went through the moment you were born all the way until now. Whether that was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 100 years ago, whatever your experience is, it's the best experience to find love because it's yours. It's your journey that you are going to share with the world because healed people can heal people. So if you've gone through difficulty, if you've gone through pain, you are the one that can bring light to that situation. And that's why no matter how hard the struggle is right now, how deep the pain is, when you decide to move forward, to continue and bring your positive light, even when it hurts, even when it feels none, you are part of the war or battle or front, whatever you want to call it, for love. You see, your journey, the struggle, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if you're just struggling getting in the car to go to work because your anxiety. It doesn't matter if you're struggling because you're responsible for $100 million in your business and there's 1,000 employees relying on you to make the right move. It doesn't matter the challenge ahead. All that matters is the energy that you're feeling. So if you're feeling that depression, if you're feeling that negativity, if you're feeling that block, the brain fog, whatever it is, accept the challenge. Know that each day you move forward, each day that you continue, each day that you practice gratitude, which remember, gratitude is a process of thinking of something positive, whether it's in your immediate situation or zooming out. It doesn't matter where it's from. It could be something that you imagine 10 years in the future. If it's in your mind, if you visualize it, it's real energy. And you find that one positive thing, you bring it within you in the difficult thing that you're going through. You allow your mind to absorb it. You allow your body to absorb it. And then you take physical action to reinforce and create it in the world. And when you do that, you become the creator of more good. You become the bringer of light. Why wouldn't that be your mission? I believe that you stood up and raised your hand to come have an experience that was difficult because the most difficult journeys yield the most positive power, the most positive light, the most healing energy that's so needed. There's so much pain. There's so much fighting. There's so much disagreement. There's so many people at odds. Why wouldn't you be the one to solve it? Every superhero movie, every movie that we watch where it's a coming of age story, where you start out and the person's not the hero that they need to be. They get knocked down. They feel like they can't do it. They feel like they're not the one. But then they go through the adversity. They decide to not quit. They move forward and they become the hero of the story. You are in your story, but it's a greater story than's ever been written. It's more powerful than any film, any book, any comic. It's real. So give yourself permission to be who you truly are. Practice gratitude in the difficult situation. Don't do it for you. Do it for the collective around you. And as you do it, as you start bringing those good things, as you start bringing those positive energy vibrations into your mind, into your body, and reinforcing it with the positive actions, not only will you be creating more positive light for others around you, you will start to feel that frequency because you're operating in it. You're jumping in the river of whatever positive vision you have, and you're consumed by it, but it takes time, it takes commitment, but I know that you can do it. So let's go forward today, let's work hard, let's practice that gratitude, and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about what you can do to make the change, to build that positive mindset and push through the difficult situations. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It'll keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's a link to my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate everybody that has followed me there. And of course, Instagram is the best place for direct messages. So thank you so much to everybody that has reached out to me and let me know how the podcast has impacted them. It means the absolute world. And if you are someone that wants to take that next step, if you want to build your positive mindset and apply it to your life, whether it's your business, your career, whatever it is that you want to change, consider scheduling a success session. It's a 30-minute one-on-one where we can talk about what you're going through, work through some perspectives, and hopefully give you the vision that you need to have to move forward. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.